Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone, to the DM Broly Show. Sorry for the late start tonight, or tomorrow, or the next day, but we're here. And today, I had gotten a video from Brass Check TV. I've been getting videos for the last couple of years, in fact, from Brass Check, and they have some very interesting reports of things that maybe you overlooked, didn't see, or maybe you saw it and it eluded your eye. Well, the one I saw that came through maybe a few days in my email, I opened up and looked at, and it was the World Trade Center again. A lot of people say, oh, here we go, don't want to go over that, it's over with, you know, let's move on. We can't move on because the criminals that were involved with 9/11 are still there. The criminals that were involved with 9/11 are amongst us. Those same criminals are right here, all over. There's a report going on right now. I'm going to hear what it says. ISIS claims responsibility for a terrorist attack in Texas.
U.S. officials say they are investigating the suspects tied to ISIS. The extremist group vowed more attacks.
The city of Los Angeles began Wells Fargo accusing the bank of defrauding its own customers. Lawsuit alleges that in order to make high sales quotas, employees opened unauthorized bank accounts with customers, creating a fee-generating machine and damaging their customers' credit.
I only needed for my businesses two accounts, and they opened over 15 accounts for me.
I hope you heard this. Reports, ISIS. What is ISIS? ISIS attacks in the United States. Where this time in Texas. Still, there's clues leading to a bigger event coming to Chicago. And then we have Wells Fargo's bank opening accounts for people. One person comes in and opens one account or two, ends up with 15 accounts and gets charged all types of fees, which they are developing what was being alleged to seem like money laundering. It hasn't stopped. Yes, there is terror, but it's not from outside, it's from inside. As we are being watched every single day, all this watching that they do, they can't stop all the stuff that is happening. Here's another one on drones.
A surprise revelation about the big fight, why some fans want their money back. We're back in 60 seconds.
The big fight people paid all this money for, coming out that there was some thing about the fight, you know, where somebody threw the fight. Then there's drones traveling all over. There's, right now there's under a ward away. 276 Navy carriers with drones parked on them. Aimed towards who? For what? I might report that again and again because I'm trying to wake you up to all these things are all after the one big catastrophe. The other ones that were before was the beginning sculpture that was getting ready to happen. We had Oklahoma City. We had all of these other events that happened. Randy Weaver, they were trying to get him to come back in and do something, and he refused, and he killed his family. And then you had Enron, you know, with the cloak cover shell company that was used basically to create a situation of moving money as ledge for the CIA. It was Enron. It was WorldCom. These companies were all affiliated with Amway. They were all a part of that family of companies, shell companies, to move people's money. And it gets even worse. We're still in the heart of terror. We're in a military conference that hasn't even stopped since Teddy Roosevelt. We've been at war. We're in martial law perpetually. Look at look on the streets at night, you don't see anybody walking around the street because everybody is under a threat. New hacking threats, you know, they're hacking into people's systems. Here's the one on the drones.
You feel really uncomfortable. No, me and Peter Kopp had big concerns when a drone landed in their Chicago yard in April.
It could be a toy and something completely innocuous, but it could also be somebody who wants information.
The idea of using a drone to gather or steal information is now a reality.
A $35 computer that you could modify in ways you want.
Security researchers Parker Schmidt and David Jordan attached a tiny computer to an inexpensive drone. Together, this device is capable of silently sucking your personal data.
It adds a whole level that these bad guys have drive on.
In a controlled lab setting, they showed us how their drone could find other Wi-Fi networks and then trick someone else's computer into connecting to their network. Even our own cell phones were not immune. Once in, they could get credit card information, home addresses, and telephone numbers.
That means anywhere a drone can fly, you could be vulnerable.
So now they're talking about drones. Drones traveling around in your neighborhood. Drones controlled by who knows what. Drones with no information on them, just flying around, that can recover information and data from your cell phones, from your home computer, from your laptop. Even information you wouldn't even believe and spy on you. And not only that, what other devious activities can a drone be used for? Something that's out there that can come down and nobody will know the better who sent it. Buildings exploding. Who knows? Will they find parts of drones left over or they won't? A severe security threat. But again, it's a toy, something they put out there to cover the new drones that they're getting ready to send out. They're military-based drones. They have more technology, more advancement, more ability. And do we have the ability to fight against drones? Not really. And as I said before, you have iRobot coming up in June, trying to get some type of situation where they can actually have robots in the street and nuclear capability, radar, advanced technology, speed. You can't fight back. They trained us to look at RoboCop, but they have created these monsters to come after us. Who are we fighting against? Is there an Asian, alien invasion? No. It's them against us. High technology. Now, how much advancement do we have to fight back with? Kind of like the story about Bin Laden. They want you to believe that he was inside a mountain using some type of advanced cell phone that must have been developed by aliens, that he could talk all over the world and make communications to do all these events. They're lying. It's impossible. But the World Trade Center, one thing that stayed very heavily on my mind because of the events I was around during that time, just before 9/11, I started following the money. And the thing was, I followed it well. And the problem is that we never, ever heard anyone really following the money, because if you follow the money, then you'll see the culprits that were involved. And those culprits are still walking around the street. They have millions and billions of your money, millions and billions and billions of dollars that were stolen from the Pentagon, and who knows what they had to fund all this stuff. Bin Laden didn't have enough money to do this operation. Bin Laden was not the culprit, not totally. He was an asset through the CIA, and from what I think, he was on cold storage. Cold storage means they killed him, put him somewhere, and put him on ice until the time was clearly needed that they would pull him out and use him as a spectacle, somebody that you would look at and say, oh, my God, there he is, evil force. Something kind of like Adam West and Wild Wild West going after a villain, a created villain. Here's the story I saw in Brass Tech, and this is what disturbed me. The story is that you had two buildings standing in the World Trade Center, the Building 1 and Building 2 of amongst them, I think it was 8 buildings or more. Well, in this film, they showed something different, something, another film from another aspect on the ground. As this event was unfolding, Building 1, the plane hit. As the news media was standing in the street filming, they shot the camera up, and they showed the plane sear through Building 2. As I watched the plane go through Building 2, it was an impossible, ridiculous event that made absolutely no sense because you saw the plane sear all the way through the building, through the load-bearing walls, and as it went down through one end, then, as other witnesses and other videos said, it backed up, which made absolutely no sense whatsoever. How's a plane going to back up? Would have some type of force that would have something going all the way through a building and then just automatically back up before it's totally destroyed? And then I saw in this video, there was white little areas, like some kind of little small explosive devices were going on all around the corners of the building on one floor. Even the media in this video said there's some explosions going on one of the floors. They saw that. They've admitted to it. The other thing was the plane entered in Building 2. Immediately, the building, half the top of the building, which people forgot to report on, moved and shifted over to a side of the building. And then the whole building started going down like a Roman candle in its footsteps. Not in 20 seconds, not in an hour. Immediately, it just went down. And immediately, as that started, a plume of unimaginable smoke material came out of Building 2 and covered Building 1 and most of the area of New York. You couldn't even see from the floor up to the top to Building 1 that wasn't even at this point going down. This whole building was engulfed in smoke and took out everything, kind of like volcanic ash. Now, my question to you, if that was the case, how were they filming video of crystal clear events of showing people jumping out of towers, windows of these buildings? Now, I know you may have advanced cameras, but I don't know any advanced cameras that can take pictures through soot and create a clear sign of atmosphere where you could see perfectly well. And then you see people riding part of the building down with the tie going back. That didn't happen that way. There's no way that could have happened if somebody filmed these things accurately and showed this building going down in a Roman candle in its footstep. It was a controlled demolition, no question about it. And Building 1 then started descending down the same way in its footprints. Now, that building had a little bit more time, don't get me wrong, but for somebody to take clear pictures of people jumping out of buildings and stuff, which made absolutely no sense. The first thing that hit that building left a little razor edge cut in the building. And in one of the pictures I have, there was a woman standing in that area. Now, how would she stand in the area? Where was she from? How would she be able to go through? When the plane goes through a building, she's just going to walk into the area where the plane seared through and look out of the footprint of where the plane came through. Impossibilities. And who filmed it? How do you film something like that? It's soot in the air, smoke in the air. People were startled. They're seeing things that they never saw before. You're sitting there in awe, like saying, oh, my God. And the first thing in your mind, oh, let me go get my camera out. And you can flip your camera on real quick and fix it so that you can film things And then while you're doing it, black soot comes off of buildings and you can't see before you. And then they say that you were filming stuff. How do you do that? Even the other thing that they were saying doesn't make any sense to me and defies physics is firemen that were inside the building. They were in the middle of the building and they said the building twisted around them and they weren't injured. Well, what happened to the ceiling? How are you going to be down on the basement floor in a building that has multiple levels of ceilings above you? And if the building did roll around in a circle, how the heck, where did the ceiling go and how it didn't fall on these people? I don't understand this. Because maybe it didn't happen none of that way. Maybe it was a film that, you know, you see in Hollywood developed to see you and make it possible for you to go in your pocket and pull money out and go to blood banks and get blood. And the need was for oxygen, not blood. But people poured billions and billions of gallons of blood into New York. But the injuries sustained by the people was not blood-related. It was just basically lung-related. So why were they so interested in getting blood? And then after they got the blood and it was supposed to be used, they said, oh, it's been tainted. Now, how did they get millions and billions of gallons of blood get tainted? And they say, oh, well, we don't have any blood in blood banks because all that stuff is tainted. How can that be? Then the week before, Michael Jackson was to appear in the World Trade Center, and he declined going. And then the other thing that was amazing, too, was there was a situation, they had a prisoner that was locked up in one of the buildings over there that was going to be traded for another foreign prisoner, and that was going on all simultaneously while Giuliani was down at the other end of New York for the mayor, you know, the running of the mayor. Anyway, it was 90 degrees out there. I think it was 89, 90 degrees, a real hot day in New York. And the next thing you saw that didn't make any sense, too, is that all of a sudden, you know, the fire department was, a lot of them were shut down and decommissioned. A couple of weeks or months before, World Trade Tower went down. And the only device that they had to actually spray water at high levels in these buildings was a fire truck that was on a boat, and they decommissioned it and put it in a museum. So why would Giuliani get an award? Why was Giuliani knighted? What did he do? Huh? Now we're getting down into culprits. Now, again, let's look at this other situation. Lloyd's of London was going to go bankrupt in 1993 because they had to pay off so many debts of people due to the disaster and people getting injured. But yet the same people were involved in another conspiracy against people here in the United States. Same very people. And then the thing is that we sat there and allowed all this happening because, again, they're not prosecuted, they're not in jail. And then I brought up the question because who controls the Congress and Senate? How the heck does the Senate allow people to walk away with millions and billions of dollars? How the hell do you take a building that was insured by Lloyd's of London, which only does specialty insurance for like the Elephant Man and various other things of that sort? They can't put a building under the insurance policy of life insurance, or they can't put it under fire department insurance. That particular building would have, if it had fire department, it would be secondary insurance. But why would they have a company that was noted only for life insurance policies? They not handle anything else as far as policies. How the heck was it that they allowed a company, Zurich Corporation, that controlled a binder on the World Trade Center? There was $100,000 that was given in by Silverstein, who was referred by Rupert Murdoch, who's in the press. He told them, get on the buy the buildings as soon as you can. So Goldstein goes to a party and comes up with $100,000 they borrowed from his friends and put the binder of all those World Trade Center buildings. Now, how many of you could go in the bank if you had that kind of money, pull it out and put money on something huge like that? It costs billions and billions of dollars. $100,000 binder, would they actually accept it? It's like me giving you $10 for your home. Oh, yeah, I'll be back later and pay you. Earnest money. $100,000 binder. Life insurance policy, which to me opened up the door for peasant life insurance premiums to be kicking in against the people that were living and working in that building. Most of the people that got killed, if they did get killed, was from the Dominion Republic in Cuba, because when I went to Windows World 1 month before that, that's who was in the cafeteria talking to me. So there was collateral damage. And then, like I said, the building went down in its footprint and went down like a Roman candle, and they keep telling you, oh, well, you know, that's how it is. That, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And then they have planes fly into U.S. airspace. I had another gentleman on my show, one of the exes, airlines at one of the major airline companies in the state where this stuff was getting ready to hit as well. Well, they kept on telling me that they were at present life insurance policy. I didn't know what it was until David Hawkins came on my show. And he talked about, you know, paying life insurance policy. I will tell them that. And the thing was, it was a fake insurance policy, insurance paper. Just to get you signed up. And now what's going on? Okay, we're sitting there waiting, dumbfied to what else they could possibly do. They're going to do more because they're still trying to cover up stuff. They're going to do more because they look at you as a threat. How dare you go out to work? How dare you breathe? How dare you try to walk away from me? They're evil. And we have allowed them to still be in the White House, run for political office like the office of president. We allowed them to do whatever it is that they want. And it's as careless as you had some ways and means that, you know, actually exist today. I need to be around here because they won't let you in. I don't understand what is happening to our youth. I'm going to introduce you to the gentleman I have on the show last night. And I'm going to introduce you back to him because on the show next week. But the person I have now is another individual that sees what's going on and know that this person is, by the situation of health. I hope it makes sense, dude. I'm just tired. I've been doing a lot. My thing is that these are people that you continuously support. You want them to run for office again. They're cousins and relatives of the same people that caused the down in the United States. They're still out there, and they control things. But if we all group together, how can they control things? Think about it. The crimes that we're talking are horrendous. They've been teaming up and putting together something, I know, for Chicago. And it couldn't be what we thought. So where are we? Another election's coming around, 2000. What? Who's getting voted in? Same crowds. Now, some of these crowds might look a little different, but you hand them a number and ask them, you know, what time is it? They'll say 10, and then you ask them for another resource. They want my cane, said no, and they basically seemed to get angry. And they did that. So in any case, what was happening with the Renders charity? So I don't know if you wanted to take a quick survey. I just need a few seconds. So let me be here after this little announcement. Let's see if this works. I'll be right back on the DM really so. Call for the 718-508-9513. 718-508-9513. I don't know. This world has changed so drastically. All because we weren't watching. All because we allowed unjust men to take it over and rule. Yes, we did have Boeing. So the reason I came on was to warn you. Unless you see those same fanaticals, you'll see drones. So that's what happened. You didn't count. This is what's happening to people's accounts all over. Compromised. Watched, viewed, watched, listened, followed, stalked because of fear. Who next will have their information basically taken from them? Who next will end up in a situation where some drone powered by who knows what will arrive at your home? It's becoming a customized thing. Nobody. So again, I bid you good night to the next show. So anyway, okay, end of the program. And I want to bear those. Listening. I'm trying to see if there's another alternative. So, now, the hands of everything in America lies with each one of us responsible. We've had presidents that are not presidents. We had, Clinton, not Clinton, but Bush sitting there amongst all of these. What will be a problem when they get home? It is working. And I guess it's going. I'm seeing the phone is off. So, good night, everyone. And Godspeed. We'll be back tomorrow on our show. Good night. So now, again, everything's one click away. So try to click on to Google. Google the names of these presidents. You find some of them didn't have the real name, but they were able to win countless number of votes. You need to reverse what's out there. I can't find anything that would let me suggest that part of this. So until I find it. Tune in for the next broadcast. We'll talk about healthcare and blood types and more.